welcome to the Dragon's Breath podcast, put on by 4th through 8th graders at the Southern Delaware School of the Arts. Listen to their opinions, thoughts, and feelings on today's issues. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Ava. Welcome back to Dragon's Breath podcast. Today we're going to be talking about the Winter Olympics. So, Taya, what do you think about them?
So far, there's only been a couple of sports starting since it's only recently started, like the actual Olympic Games. But so far, I think my favorite to watch is actually the figure skating, like the dance skating and speed skating and all.
All the skating.
It was interesting.
Yeah, and someone in the figure skating, I don't know how to pronounce her name, but she was the third woman to do the triple axel in the Olympics.
But she was the first woman to land it.
Yeah, I watched it happen and she was excited. She was like freaking out.
There's a picture of her on here, and she looks like she's very happy.
Yeah, I did not get to see that, but I saw the men's, the figure skating?
Mm-hmm.
Or the ice dancing, which one?
Figure skating was okay. Last night.
It was really good. I saw Adam, what's his last name?
Rippin.
He did a very good job, but he got in third place, right?
Yes. I think he was scored unfairly. I think he should have gotten at least second place because the first guy to go, the Russian guy, I don't remember what his name is, he fell twice and scored higher than Adam, and I just...
Yeah, I don't think how they did... I don't think they should have done that, or they did that scoring correctly, I guess.
But he did have a bad fall. Like, his fall was bad.
Mm-hmm. And the guy from, I think, Canada did... he didn't do a very good job either. He fell a couple times and made a couple mistakes, and somehow he got in first place, which I think is not fair at all.
In ice dancing, there was a 15-year-old Russian girl, and she didn't fall at all, and that made me realize that there are a lot of like really young athletes in the Olympics that have still been training for like.
Yeah. Guy, and he was really young, and
his name is Red Gerard.
He was
a snowboarder.
He was 17. Amazing. He got the first U.S. gold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the second U.S. gold was actually in the same sport, snowboarding, by Jamie Anderson.
I watched this sport, and it was where, so you sit on this, like, sled thing, and then you have these two bars, and then push yourself forward.
Bobsledding? Is it bobsledding? I don't think that's happened yet. Luge? Mm-hmm. Is it Luge?
Luge, yeah.
So Red Gerard was actually in 11th place, and then he did another run, I guess. I don't know. And he got up to first place. So I think that's just cool how he can come all the way from the very bottom to the very top.
So did any of you guys watch the biathlon? Because that started on the 9th, and I watched the highlights, and it's a very weird sport because they're cross-country skiing, but like every few feet they stop and then shoot a target and then keep going.
I've never heard of that, but it sounds very interesting.
So yeah, it's called the Luge, and
Luge.
And so I was watching it, and like there were like these two American U.S. people, and so like one. So they had to like get it in get to the end within a certain amount of time, or they had to like do it quickly or something, and they were timed, and there were like two U.S. people, and one of them people had like faces, and they were in the audience just waving those faces of that guy around, and I thought it was
Luge and skeleton are very similar because like for luge your belly is facing up and your head's in the back, but for skeleton your stomach's on the ground and your head's forward, and I watched both. It seems very scary because they're going like
I know
like a they've measured in kilometers, but it still seems to go really, really fast.
I think it might have been bobsledding. Is bobsledding where you, like, lie on, like, a sled?
No, bobsledding is where you, like, sit in, like,
this little, like...
Like, car on...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, like, not like a car, but it is, like, attached to, like, these things, and you, like, run on the sides, and you hold a bar, and you run, and then you jump in, and it's, like, timed, and you, like, go down the thing.
What am I talking?
Fun.
I was watching the luge, and, the commentators, I guess, they were saying that they can go up to, I think, 90 miles an hour. That's the highest, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, wow.
They went.
Yeah. That's really, really fast.
I think that'd be really scary, and I could not.
And then what other sports are in the Olympics?
Skiing. Skiing, yeah. Oh, yeah. Alpine.
Skiing and snowboarding, right?
I was watching skiing. I'm not sure what it was exactly called. But they were going down this big mountain, and it was, like, really, really bumpy, and they had to bend their knees and go, like, sideways, sort of. And then they went up and then did, a flip or a turn or something, and then they went down again.
That sounds scary.
It was painful.
There was a ledge, and they had to do, a flip or a jump or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
You would go down and weave in the things, and then at the end there was,
Alpine skiing, right? Under the little flag kind of things.
I don't think I'd be very good at that.
I don't know if you guys know this, but Russia was kind of banned from competing in the Olympics, but they have this special team, and if you look at it, it's going to say OAR, and it stands for Olympic Athletes of Russia, and I just thought that was kind of interesting that they were banned from the whole event.
I think they were banned because they were using drugs to boost their abilities, right?
Like steroids. So there's only a select few competing in the OAR because they were found not using any drugs or enhancements to compete. So only select few were allowed to play.
I feel like even though the Winter Olympics are about winter sports, there are other sports that can be done in the winter. Swimming is in the Summer Olympics, but it can also be done in the winter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And gymnastics, those things can all be done inside. I mean, figure skating is still inside. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
So I think they just incorporate it into the summer because you mostly swim in the summer and basically stuff like that, I guess.
Something that most people do in the summer. And so, other sports. What other sports?
I found one that I didn't even know was a thing called Modern Pentathlon. And they're fencing and swimming, and I don't know if all of it's in the winter, but it seems to be that some of it they've been playing in the 2018 Winter Olympics.
I also heard about curling, which we watched this in class, where they get this big piece of granite and they push it down this ice path, I guess, and another person on their team has to get not a broom, but something similar to that, and they sweep in front of it to melt the ice so it slides, and there's this big target, and if it gets in the target then it's in, but if it's out of the target then that piece of granite, which is called the rock, is disqualified. And I think it's a very interesting sport. I've never really heard of it before, but it's not known very well, I guess.
Yeah, I've heard the name before, but I never knew that was what it was called. I've seen the sport before. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Last night, for the men's figure skating, I thought that their song choices that they did their routines for were really, really good. They picked some really good songs that went really well with their...
The only thing that I was kind of confused about was that the people were from different countries other than America played songs from America. I'm not sure how they'd understand that, though. That's what I didn't get. The Russian guy played Elvis music.
Yeah. That was good. He did a good job. But, not as good as Adam.
Oh, yeah. Another sport that I watched was the ski jumping, where they would ski down and then they would jump from this hill, and it was just, it looked really scary.
Some people do flips on skis. Skis are so long. How do you get that amount of length over in a full circle?
So I heard that in skiers in the Olympics bring 75 to 100 pairs of skis when they go to the Olympics.
What?
Yeah.
That is
a lot.
A lot of pairs of skis.
Yeah. This is our initial response to the Olympics. They're not completely done, so we'll be back in a couple of weeks talking about this. But thanks for tuning in to Dragon's Breath Podcast, and we'll see you soon.